fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 29th of September. The prepper tip of the day, it's a twofer. Learn to use a topographical map and compass, cross-country navigation. There's excellent books out there on it. You need to learn that skill set. Also, practice your field sanitation. Not optional. If you're out in the bush, if you don't stay clean, you will get sick. This is our Tuesday roundtable. I'm not sure if everybody can join us. Leon and I are here. We're hoping that Steve O'Neill will join us. I got a promise from Steve Ben Noon that he'll join us in about 40 minutes. And, of course, we'll take your questions, calls, and comments at 800-313-9443. Leon, you're with us, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, you were an officer in the United States Navy. You were on, ship assignments. You weren't one of those guys that stayed on the shore, were you?
No, but I did get stationed up in the Naval Air Base and the NATO base up in Iceland, the last 18 months before I got out. So I wanted to see what it was like there, and I wanted to go to Europe. So that was probably the best thing in my trip.
Iceland. Oh, right. Okay. Well, I guess the first question is, how's the winters up there?
Extremely windy and cold. When I got there, the roof of the bachelor's officer's quarters was blown off by a freak storm, 120 knot winds, ripped off the ceiling and the roof, and it caused $5.8 million of damage. Cars are demolished, dumpsters are being pushed throughout the base. And so when I first got there, I talked to people who were down the hall, and I said, yeah, we could look up through your sky, up to your your room and see the Aurora Borealis. I was like, well, I'm glad I wasn't here then. But
so
it was a beautiful country.
That happened just before you got there.
Yes, about a month and a half before I got there. And so
I had a similar experience in Vietnam. It wasn't a roof. I got through my duty station in Vietnam, in Can Tho, the capital of the 4th Corps, a city at the time of 1 million people, which is now about twice that size. And the Army rented a building for us. They didn't want us in an Army base. They didn't want the psychological warfare guys to contaminate the rest of the Army. And in hindsight, that was really wise of the Army to do that. They rented space for us. It was a four-story commercial building. My room I shared with, it was a room, it would have been great for one guy, but there was four of us in there when I got there. And this room's about 8 by 10 feet so I said, okay, where do I sleep? And I said, Moore, you're going to set up your bunk against that wall. And I said, okay, I'll set up my bunk against that wall. And I noticed that right next to where I was setting my bunk against an outside wall, that the plaster was apparently very fresh and kind of not the same color as the rest of the plaster right where my bunk was going to go. And it was kind of a oval-shaped repair job, about 4 feet tall and about 8 feet long. And I said, how come you got this new plaster here? And they said, oh, that's where the Viet Cong blew up our building last month. Apparently, it gets better. The owner of the building was a Vietnamese businessman, and he paid a monthly payment to the Viet Cong every month to not blow up the building. And he missed a payment. So when he missed a payment, they set up a bomb right outside on the edge of the building. They blew up part of the building, and he didn't miss any more payments after that.
I'm curious. Did you ask him, hey, can I make sure if you have any problems, I will subsidize it, please?
Well, that was below my pay grade. I was only a 20-year-old corporal. But we had to walk guard duty outside the building. Right down, there was an alley about 6 feet wide right next to where the building was blown up. And you did it by yourself at night. And so I'm walking down this alley by myself at night outside the wire. You know what outside the wire means, Leon. That means I was on my own. No radio. Yep. And I'm walking down this alley right past where the bomb was set up only a month before. And here's what the guys told me. I said, Moore, you take a string, a piece of thread, and you make it about 4 feet long, and you put a lightweight weight at the bottom of it, something that weighs maybe 1 ounce, and you tie that to the end of the barrel of your rifle. And you hold this out in front of you, and it has to be a light color so you can see it, and you walk slowly, and you hold that weight just off the ground, so it's not quite touching the ground. And that string will hit the tripwire before your leg does. So you know there's a tripwire there, and there's a booby trap, and not to go any farther. And that's what we did. And, of course, if you didn't see the tripwire, you'd end up dead. Anyway, Leon, that was then. Right now, we have other dangers facing us. That would be Antifa and the communist insurgency. And these people are serious. They're well-trained. They're well-equipped. They're well-supplied. They're well-paid. And they mean business, don't they, sir?
Absolutely. And, you know, for anyone who, you know, even vaguely once said, you know, I saw that, you know, that horrid video. And, you know, nobody should have their neck stepped on for 8.5 minutes, regardless if they're a drug user or not. And but BLM, you don't hear them talking about the 5-year-old girl that was killed, who was stabbed to death in Chicago. So if you really are concerned about lives, then you should definitely stand up to the Chicago, you know, administration saying, look, your whatever techniques you're doing stink. And people are dying. 50 people are shot this weekend. So, you know, the hypocrisy is huge there. And it's not a matter of that. It's the communists, both Antifa and BLM, you know, they don't have the agenda of actually saving lives. They're just taking the money from these big tech companies and Soros, right, and everybody else. Right. And they're just prostitutes right now.
Well, they are. And they have a goal. They have an agenda, and the goal is to destroy this country. That's the agenda, is to destroy this country. And All bets are off. I know you and I, we pay attention to the same people, Mike Adams, Dave Hodges, Doug Hagman, Steve Quayle, and we're all pretty much in agreement that the day after the election, all bets are off. Between now and the election, we don't know what's going to happen. They may be waiting and gathering their forces, maybe engaging in more training, getting more supplies, getting prepared for what Dave Hodges calls a Tet Offensive. And that reminds me of the fall of 1967, Leon. The enemy activity dropped off to almost nothing October, November, December, January of 1967, January 1968. It was almost like there was no war going on at all. And that's, the enemy was taking that time to train, get more supplies and more equipment, and prepare themselves for the Tet Offensive at the end of January 1968. And I believe that may be what's going on right now with Antifa and the communist insurgency. They're getting prepared. They're getting ready with more supplies, more equipment, more training, more recruitment. They're recruiting more people to be part of their Tet Offensive, as Dave Hodges calls it. So people should take advantage of these 5 weeks to analyze where they are in their preparedness, check out and establish priorities like you've done, like I've done, make sure that everything is properly stored. If they have anything that needs a battery, for example, make sure they store it with the battery removed. Right, Leon?
Yes, sir. And if you have the ability to get the, Faraday cage, you can go to Lowe's. They still sell the 33 gallon size steel trash cans. Make sure it's new and make sure it's a tight fitting lid. And you can use the duct tape, which is a silver aluminum based tape that you can cover up all the perforations through the metal, and then test it. Put a phone in there, and if it rings, and you obviously still have some perforations. So, when you talk about the EMP and the EMP shield, across the board, and even if it's not a coronal mass ejection from the sun or a high altitude EMP, if these communists decide to take out the grid, and they've already done tests out in California, out by San Francisco, where they two people with AKs shot up the transformers, and that was down for 5 weeks. And they were testing the response time. They were gone before the police could get there. And so even the DHS. Yep, go ahead.
Where are the police going to go to? If you got there's literally, and this is not a flippant statement, there's literally tens of millions of 30 caliber rifles in this country. That those substations, they could be shot at from almost a mile away. A target that big? Oh, absolutely. So where are the police going to go in a 1 mile radius? Where are they going to go? Where are they going to respond to? But we had a regular caller, he's probably listening, John in Tennessee. He's involved in the industry of delivering fuel to the gas stations, diesel fueling and gasoline. And since he's part of that business, he knows that there's people shooting at these fuel delivery trucks. And he's got reliable reports that that's taking place right now also around the country. Now, a 5,000-gallon tank that's been emptied of gasoline, not full, but emptied. That's a rolling bomb on wheels there, isn't it, Leon?
Absolutely. And another one is propane. I can see propane is going to stop completely that book, I don't know if you ever got a chance to read it, The Day of Wrath, where they were shooting the propane tanks. And those things were just lighting up the highway. So, API ammo with your friend, like you said, John, with a gas tank that's empty. The vapor is what's explosive with gasoline. It's not the issue with diesel, but
yeah, you can.
The propane, I can see, is going to stop.
Right. Yeah, you can put out a lit match in liquid gasoline. The gasoline itself is not explosive. It's the vapor from the gasoline that's explosive. And we're not revealing secrets here, ladies and gentlemen. This is something that tens of millions of men and some women know about. It's no secret at all that we're talking about here. So we're not doing something that would give anything away that would be a secret, are we, Leon?
No, sir. We're just telling you, be protected. I mean, even if you have propane in your property, you should have that behind any kind of concealment. So people, if they, you know, are going against you, you don't have this bomb right next to you as you're shooting back at them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, if you've got a question or comment, we do have open lines at 800-313-9443. And our discussion is focused on two things, the geopolitical situation in this country and preparedness. And they both kind of sort of meld together, don't they, Leon?
Yes, sir. And they become really prominent when things go south. So the importance of preparedness now in this short window we have open is crucial. And I don't know if you probably know him personally, James Rusty Rawls and his books.
Jim Rawls, and I've interviewed him on my radio show. Yes, I do know Jim.
And he has so much insight. And so for people who are relatively late to this scenario, I highly recommend getting his red and green book, The End of the World as We Know It. And it has checklists in there. And so, yeah, for people who are starting late, I think John would probably concur with this. Turn off the TV, shut down your Facebook account, and just focus, because right now in the next month and a half, these words are going to come back to bite people because they procrastinate, like we talked about last hour.
Absolutely. Well, I agree completely, Leon. In the time that's left, people need to, number one, get their spiritual house in order. Number two, establish priorities. It helps, at least for myself, I like to have ink on paper. Just a spiral notebook like you used in high school to keep track of where you are and where you want to be. Number one, water. Number two, food. After that, it's going to become different for different people, medical supplies, ammunition, tools, lots and lots of things, all the various things you need to be have proper sanitation at home. I was part of a conversation the other day when people were saying, well, they can get along without toilet paper. Well, you can, but it's not pleasant, but there are ways to do that and still be sanitary. Regardless of what your situation is, you need to pay attention to detail, establish those priorities, and start working on those priorities with the highest ones first. I'm so happy, Lynn, that I found somebody that not only sells water filters, but they're superior to Berkey's because they got a solid stainless steel spigot instead of the very fragile plastic spigot that the Berkey's have. And I've known several people that keep a pair of ice grips on the broken Berkey spigot because it's broken to be able to work get the water out of the Berkey.
Is that steel spigot available? Because I have the Crown Berkey, the largest one they have, and I've never had it break, but I would like to have a steel one. So do you know if it's available for purchase?
I don't know if it's available as a separate item. I can talk to the manufacturer and find out. That would be a good thing. Berkey does sell replacement plastic spigots also, of course, and those probably are available. Berkey does a great job with filtration, but that plastic spigot really is a very fragile part of the piece of equipment. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, down there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 29th of September. Liam, we got a caller on hold here. We got Bob in Michigan. Morning, Bob.
Good morning, all. Leon, get your pencil and paper. There is okay. A place here in Michigan, sugarbushsupplies.com. Now, their function is for harvesting maple sap for maple syrup, but they have a whole litany of food-grade stainless steel valves and fittings and pipe and all kinds of stuff that you may find if you cannot get a metal valve for your Berkey. You may be able to adapt something from this. It's really high-quality stuff, and it's really not that expensive.
Excellent. Can you say that name again? Sugar? I didn't catch the middle word. Supplies?
Bush, as in Rose Bush.
Oh, okay. Sugar Bush Supplies. Excellent. Thank you, sir.
.com. Okay, and supplies. If you want a phone number...
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Would you like a phone... Yeah, 517... 349-5185. Very good people to deal with. It's their off season, obviously. We're not doing any sap harvesting right now. And their weekly hours are Monday through Friday, Eastern Time, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Closed on the weekend.
I'll call today. Thank you, sir.
SugarBushSupplies.com. Outstanding. Thank you, Bob. We appreciate the help.
You betcha. Bye-bye.
All right. There's various industrial supply houses that will help you find almost anything known to mankind. It's good to have those references. You typically with a big industrial supply house, you'll be paying full retail, but the alternative of not getting what you want is frequently alternative, isn't it, Leon?
Absolutely.
I know. That's good. We appreciate the heads up here, Bob. We've been talking for months, Leon, about the Antifa, the communist insurgency, about the election coming up. It's in our face now. 5 weeks from today is the election. All bets are off. We know what could happen. We don't know what will happen. Correct, Leon?
Correct. But we know what they've told us, their stated agenda is that if they lose the election, they're going to burn the house down. And if we win, we already know what Pelosi and everyone else wants to do is they want to take the ability of Americans, law-abiding Americans, to protect themselves from these same people who've been burning for the last 6-8 months. So if they can't understand that 6 months, they can't, if people can't understand that concept, that we're going to get burned one way or the other, you know, they're kind of ignorant.
Absolutely. We got another caller here, Leon. We got Scott in Arizona. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. A couple of years ago, someone knew exactly what box to shoot and took out the internet for half the county. So when you went to the store, you had to have cash on hand or otherwise you couldn't buy anything. But they knew exactly where to shoot.
Right, right. Well, it's a short list of men and women who would have that knowledge in any given county, but of course there's people that know that. That's a given. And
right.
It took half a day for the technicians to repair it, get it back in operation.
It took a full day, at least.
A full day. Got it.
Yeah. Because whatever. You know, it's same with all the TV satellites and stuff. You know, all this cable could all be taken out easily.
Well, there's choke points, Scott, where a lot of that activity for the internet takes place at a very concentrated point. Those choke points are known also, where if those choke points are taken out, it shuts down an entire region. Or a big chunk of the country, yes. Those places do exist.
Well, I remember a car in California ran into a power pole and took out the electricity for the several states away.
It's
all connected, goofy. Yeah. It was about 10 years ago.
Right.
Yeah, right. So it's all connected, so if someone knows the right spot, we were in big trouble.
Right, right. Well, our enemies may be a lot of things, but they are smart enough to figure out stuff. So we are vulnerable in that way. You're right, Scott. Anything else?
That's all. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for the call, Scott. We got a break. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonets.
Blame Eden and Nicole Colgren. Many men have
ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 29th of September. My website is thelibertyman.com. Don't use a search engine to get to my website. You'll end up someplace you don't want to be. You put it right in your browser, thelibertyman.com. You'll be there instantly. You'll see we have a couple of cruises scheduled, a Caribbean cruise in February, Alaskan cruise in June. We'll soon have a week at Steve Whitman's Resort in August scheduled. I'm looking forward to all these events. And, of course, the Daily Intelligence Briefing, a friend of mine, former counterintelligence agent, he puts this together every 24 hours. You want to know what's going on in the world? This is the place to find out, the Daily Intelligence Briefing. Also, my website, something will help you have the life that you want. If you want to, if you have arthritis pain, joint pain, that would be the energy cleaner. It will be. You want to sleep as good as a small child overnight like I do? you also need an energy cleaner. Are you active like I am around my ranch? Up and down ladders, down my knees, doing plumbing work, carpenter work, electrical work, working on my Triumph sports car. That's an athletic event, in case you don't know it. Yeah, I go to bed with minor aches and pains, and I wake up pain-free after a great night's sleep. You can also check out the energy cleaner at my website, the mattress pads that go with it. And do please keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. Getting a fresh shipment later this week from Tom Berryhill, the manufacturer. We'd all call up on the back orders. If you're waiting for an energy cleaner, we only got, I think, 3 back orders at the moment. They'll all be shipped by the end of the week. Toll-free our line 24 hours a day for the energy cleaner and the mattress pads. 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. This is our Tuesday morning roundtable. At the moment, it's just Leon and I. Steve Benoon said he would join us in just a few minutes. In the meantime, we got another caller on hold. We got Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hi. I'm calling you because I know you believe in voting. A lot of the callers are because they're not going to vote, or they're going to vote for some Green Party. By the way, that's usually the gay party, LGBT over in Australia, New Zealand, all the places on fire over there. I wouldn't say I was a member of the Green Party. I was going to vote anything. You know, that'll just, you know how Clinton won was Ross Perot. He took 20% of the votes, and Clinton won with 41% of the votes. So just think, people need to think about that. Right.
That's right.
Hello?
Anything else, Pat?
I don't know how to do all this because everybody's busy, I guess. But it was supernatural that I ran into a person named Laura Presley here in Texas. See, Texas is ground zero for the whole country. Do you know that?
Well, there's a lot going on in Texas. It's very important. Go ahead.
Well, anyway, her name is Laura Presley, P-R-E-S-S-L-E-Y. And she is a computer expert. She knows how to analyze how it's all set up and programmed. And she's won several cases she's got 11 cases going on now before the Texas Supreme Court. And she's getting very interested in Tarrant County. And I'm telling you, it's just, I just don't even know if people care about voting anymore. I'm just very depressed about the whole thing. She's even said that she will come here to Tarrant County if we can get a group put together where she will train the poll watchers.
Are you helping in that effort, Pat?
I'm calling y'all.
Well, if you're helping, we need contact information. Do you want to give us your phone number?
I'll give you hers. She is so busy. I said, I know, Laura. And she has something called True Texas Elections. And she says you have to email her to get an appointment, but she will come and talk. And she would make a good guest. Actually, John Statmiller had her on there as a guest one time.
Good. Well, what's her contact information, Pat? What is it?
Okay. Had it right here. Well, she has a phone number, 512-762-3825. And her email is Laura, L-A-U-R-A, Presley at startmail.com. You have to set up an interview because she's so busy, and that's good because I'm glad. At first she would say, "I'm only into counting it." What was it? Who was it? Lennon said, "It makes the difference who counts it." But now she's actually getting into helping us, monitor it with poll watchers. Because I couldn't even find out here in Tarrant County. See, you got to watch out. If you got a Democrat who got appointed by a Republican, Republican or whatever, and that's the way it goes here. You can count on them to be on their side, you know. And the same thing goes. People need to know how many days before, like here, next Monday is the last day to register to vote in Texas.
Right.
All day next Monday. And they're not going to, well, the Democrats are worried because Google's made a thing telling you last this week, that was the national registration day. You know what I mean?
Right.
Google the little ad. So when the Democrats start telling you to get out to vote, they're worried. So we want to make them more worried than ever. And I don't even know what's going on here. I'm telling you that at first it said that Texas said that you're no longer going to have a straight party vote. You know, that's real easy to check something D and sign your X or so, whatever. You know what I'm
right.
saying?
Right.
But then a federal judge stopped that. But they've appealed it, and I think the appeals court has put it back like it was for a few days. I don't know. Anyway, Texas needs prayer because how Beto, he went around with his sign and said on the bottom of it, said, vote straight Democrat on all his sides he had.
Right.
Well, I'll let you go. I just wanted to tell you that we need help.
Okay, thanks for the call, Pat. No, okay, she's right. Texas is very important. A lot of electoral votes. The socialist, communist, Democrats, Muslims are attempting to change the demographics of Texas with bringing in so many new people that they feel will vote for the Democratic Party. Right, Leon?
Yes, sir. They're doing everything they can to disrupt us.
Absolutely. So that's the way it is. Yep, that is the way it is. Okay. Leon, I'm going to be that's very, when it comes to sanitation and living off the grid, is doing the family laundry. We had a tradition in this country for decades that Monday was laundry day for millions of American families, where one full day a week, mom and the kids would do nothing but laundry all day long. That's a tradition has been lost because of automatic washing machines and the dryers now that we have. But if the power grid goes away, people no longer have water, hot and cold running water under 40 pounds pressure, they'll be back to doing laundry all day long, one day a week, won't they, sir?
Absolutely. And I just picked up one of those Maytag Ringer washers off of Craigslist, and that's the first thing that I checked to make sure it worked. It's secured in the Connex, and I'm like, okay. And so you get that to the wire, you know, rubber-coated wire or and clothesline. So, and then...
Well, let's talk about that, because I talk about Maytag Ringer washers. And there's other brands, but Maytag was around the longest. They're known to have the best reputation. We got a couple of them here. First of all, Lena, I want you to check the oil in there. There's an oil in the transmission of that thing. Make sure it's got the proper amount of oil in the transmission. You're going to want to download a manual for that particular Maytag Ringer washer off the internet, so you have an owner and maintenance manual. And you may want to get if it has a drive belt, a spare drive belt or two, while you can. And if you're really, really into off-grid living, there's YouTube videos on how to convert a Maytag Ringer washer from running on electric motor to running on a bicycle, which that may sound kind of strange, and it will look kind of strange to be riding pedaling a bicycle to make a Ringer washer work. But compared to doing laundry by hand, it's a massive advantage, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I'm thinking the people who are going to be doing laundry, and, you know, if they have to do their own laundry, you're like, wow, you mean we can do this? You think about the barter potential, but, you know, for people who don't have that capacity, they are quite motivated. So if you know, we have gotten lazy because of all the conveniences of electricity. And when that goes away and gas and diesel is no longer available for whatever reason, when people have to do all these things manually, yeah, firewood production, it starts to add up very quickly. And being fatigued and injuries attached to that is huge. So, you know, it's not sexy like, you know, the latest suppressor and night vision, but for people who have to do their laundry, it is equally awesome to have that ability to be efficient.
That's right. That's right. And there's literally hundreds of thousands of Ringer washers around this country in people's garages, basements, barns, in perfect working condition. They've just been set aside. They're sitting there waiting to be bought by somebody who wants one. It's what our long-term plan is in my community is to have about half a dozen of these set up at one spot, because I know my neighbors aren't going to do this. And I also know that if and when the time comes, they're going to want to be able to do laundry in just an hour or two instead of all day long. So they bring the dirty laundry down, use the Ringer washer, and then return to their home and put it up on the line, let it dry. And that would be a big help for the community, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. And that's what I was saying with the barter potential. You hear about people saying, I love bread. And, you know, I'm stocking up on those little bread machines, and I can, you know, you can toss the stuff in there in the morning. And with the I have a solar-powered system. And so I have the ability to, you know, have these things go throughout the day. And I can produce bread, you know, from the community, but also in the potential that I need, there are some items that I did not order or I do not have enough of, I can trade. Because when people don't have any of the comfort items that they've had for decades, and they're like, really? Yeah, I'll trade you some meat for some bread, because I have, you know, it's nice to have, it's like having a sandwich out without bread. All you have is steak.
Right. Well, that's a good plan, Leon. That's a good plan. And if you got a question or comment, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Our little prepare. We have two groups here, the Davisville Readiness Group and the Viburnum Emergency Response Team. Both groups work together. I'm the administrative head of both groups. And we have monthly training. This is our fifth year of monthly training on a regular cycle. People ask how they can join our group. There's nothing to join. It's individual families, individuals who show up for training and go home. There's no membership to be a member of. That simply doesn't exist. And we do offer our services to the townspeople of Viburnum, Missouri, and the chief of police, which he's made use of our services in the past. The sheriff knows about our group here in Davisville, and will make use of us and our organization if and when the time ever comes. Both of our organizations have set up FM transmitters, one for Viburnum, Missouri, and one for Davisville, that the mayor, the chief of police, the fire chief, can talk to all the citizens at one time if they need to. Our FM transmitter here, the sheriff or one of the deputies can talk to all the citizens in Davisville if they need to, or maybe the pastor of a church or the head of the school can talk to all the citizens at one time if they need to. And we're setting up another FM transmitter in Cuba, Missouri, to do the same thing. And hopefully some of the other communities in Crawford County, where I live as well. It's pretty simple. It's pretty inexpensive. These FM transmitters, Leon, are less than $200 off Amazon. They have everything but a microphone, all the transmitter, the coax, the antenna, and a nice kit. And all you got to do is find an open frequency that is not being used by a commercial radio station. Just set up your transmitter. You may want to test it maybe twice a year for a few minutes just to make sure it works. Otherwise, you keep the thing in a Faraday cage, ready to go, if and when it's ever needed. And so the authorities all know about these things. Leon, and they know that we've made these preparations. They appreciate it. They're glad we did it. And, you know, these are small communities. Viburnum, Missouri has 650 people. Davisville, which is 100 square miles, may have 500 or 600 people, not incorporated. Most good-sized cities don't have what we have, do they, Leon?
The coordination, and this is where the laziness gets involved. They think that all the technology is going to save them, so they don't have to worry about having backups and redundancy.
That's right. We got a car on hold. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
As I said to those who have joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our policy? I will say, it is to wage war by sea, land, and air with all our might, with all the strength that God can give us, to wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark and lamentable catalogue of human crime. That is our policy. You ask, what is our aim? I can answer in one word, victory. Victory at all costs. Victory in spite of all terror. victory, however long and hard the road may be. For without victory, there is no survival. Let that be realized. No survival for the British Empire. No survival for all that the British Empire stood for. No survival for the urge and impulse of the ages that mankind will move forward towards its goal. But I take up my task with buoyancy and hope. I feel sure that our cause will not be suffered to fail among men. At this time, I feel entitled to claim the aid of all. And I say, come then, let us go forward together with our united strength.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. We've got a fundraiser pledge drive at Republic Broadcasting this week. The website's republicbroadcasting.org. I say again, republicbroadcasting.org. That's where you can make your donation and be part of the pledge drive this week. We got a caller on hold here. We got John in Pennsylvania. Good morning, John.
Yes, sir. How are you doing today?
Good, good. What's on your mind, sir?
What's on my mind is I'm 76 years old, healthy, strong, capable of building, doing things. But I'm not sure I'd be too good with a gun. I'm not sure I might not shoot my wife. And then some might not think that's a bad idea, but I don't know how good it would be. But I was wondering if you had any idea how I might defend myself. I'm getting the food together, and I'm getting everything together that I need to survive. But I just don't know what I'd do about defense.
Okay. Well, if you're just a novice, a beginner, most Americans, most of the time, they want to get a pistol, which is about the last thing you really need, but that's what people want to do. You're probably going to want to get a carbine. The AR-15 platform is incredibly popular. Good luck trying to buy one. If you do find one, a good quality one, it'll be priced pretty expensive. But you're going to want to get some professional training there, John.
Okay, John, but the thing of it is I'm blind.
Oh, you're blind. Oh.
Yeah, so I forgot to tell you that.
Well,
but,
that's...
You know,
that's
I live in Erie, Pennsylvania. Well, it's a city of about 95,000 people, but I don't
gotcha.
Know what the hell to do here.
Okay. Leon, did you have something to add here?
No, I said that was important to know that.
Well, it is
I guess
important.
The only... yes, and so is your wife... agile?
Oh, yeah.
Is your wife, sighted?
Yes.
She's sighted. Okay. Well,
yeah.
Let's address that when we come back from the break. Hold on here, John, and we'll address this when we come back from the break.
All right.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.